TK and Webby on the Big Sports Breakfast, our special edition. We are on location at the Macquarie Links Golf Club just near Campbelltown for McGrath Mazda Liverpool. They've got a massive charity day. We've heard from Dr. Flaherty, which was terrific, and also Paul Gow, who are out here supporting this terrific day and hopefully raising on this one day alone $100,000 for the rehab, the kids' rehab unit at the Children's Hospital at Westmead. It's a terrific cause. We're very, very lucky to be involved, and we're hoping that you can keep ringing this number, 9600 5505, 9600 5505, to help the kids in the rehab centre at the Children's Hospital. All the big burning sporting issues are covered here on the Big Sports Breakfast, and here's one from Broken Hill Jewels, Webby. Guys, can you settle it once and for all? How do you pronounce it? Is it Daly Cherry Evans, Daly Cherry Evans, or Daly Cherry Evans? Broken Hill Jewels.
Daly Cherry Evans.
Of course it is. We better check, though.
We better ask the man himself.
Hello, Daly.
Good morning, guys.
Can you confirm it for us, mate?
Yeah, the pronounced Daly.
Yeah, of course it is.
That's for one of the... What about just mate?
That'll do fine.
DCE? Those initials are becoming a bit of a brand, though, aren't they? DCE? I see you more refer to that in tweets and texts.
Yeah, I guess so. It's something I guess friends have used and fans, and I guess it's slowly catching on and rolls off the tongue quite easily to use as well.
How many times have you had commentators pronounce your name incorrectly?
A handful of times, but not something that irks me. I guess once they get it right, they don't have to guess anymore.
Exactly.
that is correct, mate. You've got a little over 24 hours, mate, before a massive game in your career. It is Manly up against the Bulldogs, as you well and truly aware. It is sudden death, and the motivation, I guess, is to make amends for last week in many ways.
Yeah, last week was a real shock to us, considering how well we prepared. We had such high hopes, and I touched on it. We had a really good week of training. Everything just went nice and smoothly. Everyone knew their role, and unfortunately, come game time, we just didn't execute what we needed to do. And I've got no doubt we'll learn from last week and put in a great performance this week.
Is that your child agreeing or disagreeing?
She's smiling, so I think she's agreeing.
Very good, very good. Michael Maguire was quite upset with his team after the way that they closed out, or they failed to sort of close out the game last Friday night. What was the reaction from Jeff Tuvey about the way you guys finished that match?
He was bitterly disappointed, and he had every right to be. In a finals match, 24 points should be enough to win you a game, but little would you have thought we would have conceded 40 points beforehand. So that's obviously a big sticking point and something we've addressed every day this week. So we'll be definitely focused on our defensive game this week, because we have no doubt we can put points on the board.
Start, mate, it's just vital. And they were away and won the game very, very early on last weekend. How do you make a... I know you said your preparation was good. Is there anything you can do to make a good start?
I think it's all concentration. I can only assume that we just we didn't have our mind on the job as much as we needed to. Because as I said, our preparation was spot on. But I guess also the fact that the Rabbitohs played an unbelievable game. You know, they really did come out just aces with everything they did.
Yep.
Unfortunately, what we gave last Friday night wasn't good enough. So with that being said, I've got no doubt we'll learn from that, and we'll respond really well tomorrow night.
Dez has been at his mysterious mad scientist best this week, Daly.
As you would expect.
He has. He's been entertaining all of us with his press conferences, and he reckons they're the underdogs when you guys are the underdogs, and that you're using his mind games that he taught you guys at Manly against his mind games that he's trying to employ at the Bulldogs. Can you give us some insight into, let's just say, the insanity of your former coach, Dez Hasler?
It's been quite funny the way he's gone about his business this week, and more so than ever, the fact that it's us, and he had such a strong impact on this club for so long. He understands how a lot of individuals at this club work. So he's had some real fun with it, but We know the way Desi works, and he gets his troops ready for every encounter. It doesn't matter who the opposition is. And being his old club, I've got no doubt that he'll have his guys ready to go. And after a strong win from them last week, they've definitely got the ball rolling. So we need to make sure that we come out. And as you guys mentioned, we need to start well, more importantly. And I've got no doubt if we can start well, it'll go a long way to helping us get a win.
And, mate, that's got to do with you and Kieran, but really you can do very, very little if your big boppers aren't pumped up. Do you get the feeling they're pumped up looking to make amends?
Yeah, a lot's been spoken about our forward pack, unfortunately, over the last few weeks. And, you know, if they've been reading the press, I've got no doubt they'll be fired up this week to prove everyone wrong. They've done a wonderful job this year, and unfortunately, as a side, we haven't done well over the past few weeks. So if there's ever a time to change things and improve, it's this week with no second chance.
Can I ask you, what will you do if Michael Ennis ruffles your hair?
I've been watching Michael Ennis play for so many years, and he's been doing it to so many people, and I think the trap that people fall into is reacting to it. And look, if that's what Mick needs to do for his side to win the game, then good on him. But, you know, I can't see it bothering me too much. It's quite comical sometimes.
Have you ever been on the end of a Michael Ennis sledge?
Nothing comes to mind, so I'm assuming I might be, I might have got off the hook there.
He might respect you too much.
No, I don't think he respects too many people when it comes to footy. He just gets out there and he doesn't put anyone on a pedestal, which is a good way to play the game sometimes.
Yeah, he might be just saving him up for tomorrow night.
Well, that said, can I ask you this though? Was it disrespectful, do you think, for him to do that to the Australian captain, or is that, you know, on a football field, everyone's fair game?
I think if it had been a one-off thing, then you would assume it could be a bit disrespectful and that there might be a bit more in it. But the fact that he does it week in, week out, I think you can't really read too much into it. As I said, Mick does whatever he has to do to win a game. And, you know, if that's what he needs to do, then he'll do it. And I don't think there's too much in it behind the fact that he just wants to win and upset the opposition. So, as I said, if we respond to that, then I guess he's winning. So we'll just make sure that we keep a cool head wherever possible.
And, mate, you saw a fair bit of the Bulldogs halves, too, during the Origin series. You know, they played extremely well throughout those three games. Is that a personal challenge for you again?
Yeah, coming up against quality halves is always a challenge. So the fact that these guys just come off the back of a winning Origin series is a great challenge for myself and Kieran to prove ourselves. As I said, our side's had a quiet past month, but, you know, what a better stage to prove ourselves again and show what we're really made of as a side. And I hope myself and Kieran can direct the boys around the best as possible to get the win.
And, mate, do you ever feel like you're the whipping boy? You know, if Manly losing, you don't lose that often. You seem to cop it. Despite, you know, the fact that it was very much the team below par last weekend?
Well, look, I put a lot of onus on myself as being the halfback of the side. As any side loses, I think the halfback, I put a lot of pressure on myself as the halfback and the result in the game. So I need to make sure that I do whatever I can to possibly get the side home. And, you know, after a loss, I feel more so than ever that sometimes I haven't done my role properly.
Mate, terrific to chat with you. Thanks very much for giving your time to the Big Sports Breakfast and have a big game tomorrow night.
That's all right, guys. Thanks for having me and good luck today out there.
No, terrific. Yeah, we thank you. Daly Cherry Evans joining us on the Big Sports Breakfast. Manly are the outsiders. I think they're good value. $2.45. The Bulldogs, $1.57. He's capable of having a massive game, but his forwards to be able to cancel out those Bulldogs forwards, and that's no easy task.